in a world where people try to do stuff they don't know how to do. One man, okay, two men, are standing by with the best advice on earth.
Ow.
Well, most of the time. Welcome to the all-around home improvement hour. Now here's Charles Thayer and the man they call the Polish Powerhouse.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Panera, for the wonderful lunch. Their cookies are really good.
So's the Asian sesame chicken salad.
The
delicious
chicken wild rice soup. That was enjoyable.
Hope you guys are having fun.
It's a great day. It's a really great day.
All right, let's start. Here we go.
Support local businesses. We get it done.
We do it right. Yeah, welcome. This is the all-around home improvement hour / restaurant review team. We just had a funny experience with one of the local franchises in town here. Great. Awesome. Yep. And I will go hungry for the next hour or two, if that helps explain anything. This is the all-around home improvement hour, and guess what? People call me Charles Thayer, the home improvement slayer. All right, let's get it going. And to help me do the show this month, actually, Kyle Miller with All Around.
You know, I have such a unique name. I love when you introduce me. It's there, like nobody else has that name.
No.
You know?
I don't know another Kyle Miller.
So, I mean, I'm the Polish powerhouse.
No, you're not.
Right? The man they call the Polish powerhouse.
He just wants an introduction. He wants his own theme music.
We're both of European descent. The longer, that's about the only thing we have in common.
The longer he's bothered by not being on that intro, the longer he will stay off that intro. It's when I stop hearing about it, right? It's just like when you were picked on as a kid, right? The kids didn't do it when you didn't care. Yeah. It's when you started crying, right?
Honestly, I don't care. I just like to bring it up.
Oh, he cares.
Charles is
it
the
seems
one
like you don't
up.
Care.
We need to get you an introduction. That was a year ago, a year and a half ago, you know? And then, but with our luck, he'll do it, and then I'll be like, I'm done with the radio show.
Yeah.
Get find another sub. I love this company, but the radio show, man.
All right. Well, on that note, we have a show to start, so let's do that. All around, what the heck is going on? Did you know that we painted our building recently? It says it right here.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's okay.
On the notes.
You know what that shows? It shows that we're human, right, Charles?
Yeah, that we painted our building.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. We did a few weeks ago, too, when we introduced the radio show a few weeks ago. We talked about our building being painted, and now we're talking about the building being painted again. We don't do exterior painting, but our building looks great, and the company, Danco Painting, who did it, they did a fantastic job. But what we do is exterior general contracting. So if you're a first-time listener and you're not already impressed with our high level of radio skills so far in the show, then you can contact us for home improvement projects that you might need done, and specifically on the exterior of your home. We'd love to work with you. And I tell you what, if you're hoping to get a project done this year, it's time to move a little bit, because we're already in getting towards the second half of July, and things are going really well, but they're also really busy, and it's going to be increasingly difficult to get to exterior projects the further into summer and into fall we get. So I would encourage those that are considering a project, whether you're a single family home or an HOA, to contact All Around by either going to our website at allaround.com, or you can call us at 763-447-3944. And we also are joined in studio by our couple of awesome partners. Charles, you want to introduce them?
Yeah, to my right, I have Daniel Felt with Cura Home Maintenance. And to his right, Ruben Saltzman with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Awesome to be here.
All right, glad to have you. We wanted to talk really quickly about kind of what the trend is this summer, because it's been a unique year post-COVID. And an extremely hot year as well. And so part of what's happening right now is, like in a lot of industries, there's issues with supply chain. getting materials, raw materials that make other materials, and availability of certain colors, certain profiles, certain stuff that we need in order to build your project. But the benefit to picking a company that is a leader in the industry, right, or a company that does high volume, is that we may have a little bit of an advantage over some of our smaller competitors, right? Although they may be good, they may be great, do a good job. We buy more product. Kyle, talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we have our main relationship with our suppliers, with ABC Supply. Mitch was on last week or 2 weeks ago, and they're fantastic. They're the biggest building material supplier in the country, and we are their largest account at Roseville. We buy a high volume of materials, and we have even stocked up on some additional materials, aluminum, some plywood or OSB, stuff that we come across that we need often that sometimes you can't find on the shelves or might go up in price as it has continued to do. Calling All Around and working with All Around on your project is going to give you the best opportunity to work with a company not only who's accountable, who can ensure you that the work will be done properly, but who may set the most realistic expectations with you as far as the timing. And like Charles said, we may not get to it any sooner than the next guy. Maybe we will, but that one thing we do have going for us that a lot of others might not is accountability, reassurance, what we're telling you we're going to do, we're actually going to fulfill, and things are taking longer now than they used to, but we understand that, and that comes with setting expectations properly. We're not going to tell you 3 weeks just to get your business and then turn around and it takes 12. We'll give you that clarity, and I would just ask that when you're considering your exterior project, ask those difficult questions with the contractors and make sure that you are getting an accurate timeline and picture into how long that project is going to take.
Yeah, I would say if you are interviewing a contractor right now and they're telling you everything you want to hear and just nodding their head, yes, 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 that's a red flag because there's nothing normal about the market right now. And so let's talk to our show guests here now, start the conversation about what we're going to talk about this week, which is really everything related to home maintenance or the lack of doing it. And so our two partners, Cura Home Maintenance and Structure Tech Home Inspections, it's a unique dynamic to have these two in, because one guy is going to tell you all the things you're forgetting to do, and the other guy is going to tell you what happens long term when you forget to do them, and some of the nightmare situations or some of the humorous situations that he runs into out there inspecting homes. And so let's just turn to Daniel first. Daniel, you're the owner of Cura Home Maintenance, correct?
Correct.
For some of the listeners that haven't caught your show in the past, kind of just a snapshot, elevator pitch, if you will, what does Cura do?
Yep. The majority of what we do is we visit our clients' homes once a quarter. We do everything that you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know time, life, family gets in the way. So from delivering your software, salt, draining water, heater, sediment, cleaning, changing all your filters, we do about 28 different items in our clients' homes. We also have a few other services like handyman and air duct cleaning, but our main focus is that routine maintenance service. As for items that that we've seen this year that have become really neglected, getting into that, it's been a hot ticket item, AC units. People have really been wanting those to be cleaned. There's been a shortage on materials like you guys have talked about, and that's one of the main things that we do is clean that AC unit that's been super neglected this year and definitely a hot ticket item.
So do you work on commercial buildings?
We do, yeah.
Okay, great. I'd love to have you stop by because we have a dirty air conditioner and some other things that I'm sure we need you to take a look at, but it'd be nice to know that we don't have to worry about that. So what are the items that you see that are most neglected?
Yeah, so that air exchanger, dryer vents, refrigerator coils, and then air exchangers, especially if your house has been built in the last 15 years, they're bringing fresh air into your home, keeping everything circulating, keeping humidity levels correct. Very neglected items. A lot of people they're not even aware that it needs to be maintained. It's kind of like if you open up the hood of your trunk and the hood of your vehicle, you've never looked inside, you're not sure what even needs to be done. So those four items for sure are extremely neglected, and you don't even realize it until you have a costly repair because, hey, you haven't cleaned this or you haven't checked that, and the appliance isn't running as efficiently as it's designed to.
Yeah, when you go over that list, you kind of make me feel insufficient in my home maintenance abilities or memory to do things. It's pretty important. Ruben, now you, on the other hand, are out there finding out what happens long-term when people neglect some of these things. Maybe go over a little bit about, how about a snapshot of Structure Tech? Because it's been a while.
All right. Yeah, it's been at least a week.
Yeah.
So we're a home inspection company. We're the largest, most highly rated home inspection company in Minnesota. We've been in business since 1987. And we can get home inspections done quickly in this market. You need a home inspection, we'll be out there within typically 2 to 3 days right now.
Nice.
So we can handle whatever people throw at us. And we've got inspectors all over the Twin Cities. So we cover a pretty large range, even into western Wisconsin. So we cover everything. And, you know, Daniel, I was triggered when you were talking about the HRVs or the air exchangers and how important this is to maintain those. I thought about a story of a new construction house that we did where this woman had moved into the house. She had lived there for probably about 4 to 5 months, and she was concerned that her air exchanger wasn't working properly. She didn't know exactly what it was, but it just felt like the air in her house was stale. And, you know, she had the builder out, and they just kind of blew her off. They said, no, it's perfectly installed. This is good. She had them out again. They had the guys point, like, here's the intake, here's the exhaust. It's all working right. And she hired us to do a home inspection because she just felt like something was wrong. Well, by the time I get done with the home inspection, I figured out that what the service technician had come out and pointed out to her was her air exchanger exhaust. It was actually her clothes dryer exhaust. And I could not find the terminal for the air exchanger. So it basically means it's bringing fresh air into the home all the time. It's never exhausting any stale air. There's no exhaust. So they're pumping the house up with pressure, and all of that air needs to leak back out of the house. And what ends up happening in the wintertime is it leaks out around the doors, the windows, all these other areas. And she had frost building up on all these areas. Her front door, I had to shove that thing to get it open. I could barely open her patio door because there was so much frost built around it.
Yeah, and that could possibly leak into the attic as well. You know what? We're up against a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation right here on the All Around Home Improvement Hour. Welcome back, Twin Cities News Talk listeners. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're in the studio here, Kyle and I, with Daniel Felt with Cura Home Maintenance and Ruben Saltzman with Structure Tech Home Inspection. So before the break, Ruben, you were talking about that air exchanger situation where...
Yeah.
Explain it a little bit more.
It was never installed properly from the get-go. And, you know, we'd have to get into some of the technical details here, but bottom line is it wasn't done right. The builder had blown her off several times. And this is typical stuff that we find when we inspect new construction homes. And it's stuff that the typical homeowner is not going to have any idea that something isn't working right. They might just have a feeling. That's as far as it goes. And we find a lot of stuff wrong. And builders are always very quick to fix these things, but usually people don't know about them. And it also just goes to underscore the importance of maintaining all of this stuff, which is exactly what Cura Home does. I mean, I love that you have this service because there's so many people who need this stuff. And maintaining an HRV, it's not that simple. I mean, it's not like simply changing a furnace filter, which, while we're on that, critically important. You need to change your furnace filter.
I can do that one. one I can do.
One thing is for sure, though, and I speak from experience, that one really good way to learn is that when something gets messed up and goes wrong, it's almost a guarantee as a homeowner you're going to learn about that and what you did wrong and how to prevent it. But I actually started getting Cura Home out to my house on a regular routine. I have them biannual, although their services regularly on a quarterly basis. I'm a little bit of an easy client. I do a lot of stuff myself. Most of it I could do, right? It's like, I'm capable of doing this, right?
He's cheap.
Most men and women, but traditionally it's men that do the home maintenance. You know, they have some level of pride. I tell you what, you just got to lay that down for a couple $100 a quarter. They come and take all of it off your plate. You could still, you know, maintain your masculinity. The ladies can do it too. You can carry those bags of water softener and salt down. You could take all that yourself, but all the cleaning the dryer vents and all that junk, let Cura Home take care of it.
You guys don't do salt.
No, they do.
We do deliver stuff.
That's not something I hired them for. Like, I do my own fill up my own water softener. You know what I mean? That's but such their a hate. Service does it.
I hate that. I want somebody to do that.
You know, I told Dan probably 6 times, like, dude, I need to get in this. Like, I need to get your service, man. Like, we should do something.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Practice what you preach, man. Like, lay down your pride there, man.
I did. They've come out like 3 times, and they just cleaned my ducts in May.
So, the guy that installed our water filtration system, right, because we live in the country, he brings out salt. It's really reasonable and whatnot. But there's still... He'll bring extra because he doesn't come out all the time, right? Is that what you guys do?
Yeah, we always leave two extra bags, but we're typically there every 3 months. So if you're going through that more than every 3 months, there's usually something wrong somewhere. There's anything.
You know what causes that? I have it going on right now, and we need it fixed. A runny toilet.
There you go. Wait,
what?
Oh.
Is it about one bag a month? That's kind of what I average every 45 days.
It's bad.
It's hard to find an exact average because if there's like 5, 6, 7 people in your home, right, you're going to be going through a lot more. But typically, the size of your softener is designed for the amount of people that are going to be living in that home.
Does it soften the water going through your washing machine?
Yes.
Okay, because my wife does a lot of laundry.
It should. Otherwise, you're going to have, not the cleanest laundry.
Right. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also.
Okay.
Well, depending on where you live, if we didn't have treated water going to the laundry, all our whites would turn
orange,
stained. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And but, I want to share a little hack on that. The standard is to have softened water throughout the house. The only exceptions are going to be the outside spigots, for watering the lawn.
Yep.
And the cold to the kitchen faucet.
Okay.
Typically, that's not softened.
Why?
It has to do with sodium. People are concerned with their sodium intake, and so builders will typically bypass the water softener. They'll run a separate cold water line of unsoftened water, the kitchen faucet, so people don't have that sodium added to their diet. But I'll tell you, it is a negligible amount of sodium.
Well,
I mean, it's just about nothing.
Here's what you do. You get a reverse osmosis for the water that you drink and cook with, right? And now that's... has nothing to do with the softener at all. It's just great drinking water, very clear ice cubes. Have that connected to your fridge. You have that tap for drinking water. And the rest of your house, you have just softened or treated. We have to have iron filtration. Way too much iron where we are with the well water. But the outside water, all the stuff you're watering flowers with and watering the lawn with, you don't want to have all that treated. There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
But it comes out smelling like rotten eggs.
But then, so my neighbor's got white siding, and from his sprinklers running, it's like turns it orange.
Well, yeah. Ruben, in your inspections, what percentage would you guess, or roughly, like, how many homes is that bypassed, and how many, like, if you're running your sprinkler during this dry summer, are you going to be going through more salt because it's routed after Phil's outdoor faucets?
For the outside faucets, it's always bypassed. Okay. I mean, I've got, the Facebook photo of the day. Every now and then I'll show an installation where it comes right off the main and everything is softened. I've got a hilarious one where they've got like 30 bags of salt in their garage. And I went, what the heck could anybody need this for? And then I go down in the basement, see, everything is softened.
Sure.
But that's the exception.
Yep.
But
that's because they were going to have their kids running through the sprinklers, and they just wanted to make sure they
had water.
Quality luxury water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I did at my last house and on my current home is I redirected that cold water line going to the kitchen faucet to make it softened. Mm. And now I don't go through coffee makers every 6 months or every year, whatever it is. And I don't have those hard water stains all over my kitchen sink. Never been happier. So everybody should do this. That's my my hack tip for the day for your home.
You don't have RO water or alkaline?
Well, even if you do have an RO system, I mean, you're going to have a special spigot on top of your faucet.
Yes.
It's not the cold water coming out of your faucet.
No, I know, but if you're filling up your coffee pot, you'd use the RO.
True.
I'm just curious.
I'm not that patient.
We use filtered water.
Yeah.
It comes out too slowly.
It does. The RO systems do come out very, very slow.
You want to know something? I want to drop for Kira home before I forget. This happened to me the other week, and I think it's the time of year when I can guarantee that 25% of our listeners, I know that statistic because I know, okay, just don't even question it. Their AC unit right now is plugged up with the cotton from the trees, and it needs to be hosed off. Just a reminder, and Daniel, that's something you guys do, right? And
yeah.
I guess I'm wondering if someone's on your quarterly plan, and is there a chance you might not get there soon enough, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so two parts to that. Number one, we'll come out just one time, clean your AC unit. Happy to do that. If you're a quarterly client, we're going to see you sometime in the spring. We're going to do a really deep clean on that. That's before the Cottonwood. Then we're going to be coming back 3 months later, and we're going to clean that again for you to make 100% sure that it's cleaning, running efficiently. A lot of issues end up due to clogged filters or like this AC unit. If your AC unit has a sweater around it, it's not running efficiently. You got to have that clean. So we're visiting every 3 months. We'll do a really deep clean in the spring, make sure everything's cleaned off, and then we'll hose it off however many times necessary and to keep that nice and clean and running.
Now, I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of people who are thinking, well, I can just take a garden hose and I can spray it off myself. I don't need to hire you guys to come out. And that might be true with some of them, but not all the AC units. In fact, not a lot of them.
Right. Yeah, there are some that you can easily access with a hose, but we're taking all those guard rails off, making sure we're even straightening. If the fins are bent, which also causes inefficiency, we'll straighten those for you.
With the comb?
Yep. Yeah, there's all these little combs to use there. So there are some that you can clean for sure, your house. And there's some homeowners that, even in the most complex, they're gonna take a Saturday morning and they're going to tackle that. And that's, you know, that's totally fine. But a lot of AC units take a professional, about 30 to 45 minutes to
clean that
properly.
Yeah. I see a lot of them with it. They have kind of more of a robust cage on there, that maybe it's not just like a standard kind of wire looking cage where you can see the fins very easily. It's like it's more dense. You can't really see those fins, so the junk still gets in there. You just can't hose it off,
and you can't see it. Okay. Those are the ones that are always the dirtiest because nobody realizes how nasty it is. And you get down there on the ground, you put your head on the dirt, and then you look up with a flashlight, and you realize, oh, this has never been cleaned,
right? Ooh. Because it's actually sucking air through there, right?
That's exactly it.
Right, it's basically a giant filter.
Yep.
Filter.
Filter.
So you guys clean that stuff. That's great. But what about dryer vents?
Ooh.
Yes. So we have hundreds of routine maintenance clients, and I don't think we have a single one that doesn't have us clean their dryer vent on an annual basis. It's extremely important.
So important.
Yeah. Normal family, from an efficiency standpoint, preventing fires. Just, you know, if your laundry is taking more than one cycle to dry, or it's taking hours, you got to have your dryer vent clean. It's really important. So we do that annually no matter what. If you've got a busy family, your wife's doing laundry, Kyle, all the time, we're going to clean that two, maybe three times a year.
But yours doesn't?
About once a week. We only have one kid.
Once a week?
Yeah, we only have one kid. It's like the...
You don't sweat, do you? He's wearing that same shirt all week long.
I've got five identical shirts that, you know, represent the brand. But
Ruben wears the same pants. I'm almost envious.
I don't have five pairs though. I just wear the same one.
Yeah.
Well, pants are, that's okay. You can wear the same pair of pants for weeks.
It's like Charles after the gym.
Especially your Lululemons, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
As long as you keep yourself clean, your clothes, I don't have to wash clothes all the time.
Dude.
I literally hang up.
You sweat more than I do.
I'm saying, as long as you didn't have a sweaty day, as long as you're clean. You
know, it's July, so.
Right. Yeah, we don't even do laundry in the winter because
that's
don't sweat.
That's why I wear an undershirt, too, by the way.
I'll take all the tips I can get.
Not a lot of people wear undershirts. I have to wear an undershirt.
That's I'm writing that down.
You don't wear an undershirt?
No, I do. I'm just kidding.
All right, yeah. You seem like...
What about underwear?
Smart guy.
Next topic. So we're talking about the dryer vent.
Yes.
And I gotta tie that into new construction again. Now, if I had my way, if I were in charge of the way we built houses, you would not be allowed to terminate a closed dryer exhaust at your roof. Because those are always the worst. And man, there's some of those. I mean, it's like 2.5, 3 stories up when you've got the walkout basements and you can't see it. You can't get at it. What is a homeowner supposed to do?
Isn't that mainly when they got the upper level laundry? But I was wondering, you go through the floor joists, you go through a wall.
They could.
Or something, right?
They could.
I think we're up against a break, guys, and we should continue this when we get back, the dryer vent topic, because that's
I'm
a big
mad
one.
Now.
All right, we'll be back right after this. I'm all I want to be. A walking
study.
Hey, welcome back. It's the second half of the All-Around Home Improvement Hour. And if I don't talk about dryer vents that are vented through a roof, Ruben Saltzman's going to jump off a roof.
Oh, we better talk about dryer vents. We're not done, man.
But we also have to do the All-Around Featured Project of the Week because some people have to pay bills around here.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to just hold your horses.
Yes.
I know how excited you are.
It's... another one of Kyle's projects and Dinah F-Wave project. We talked a lot about F-Wave in the last show, but Kyle, take us away.
Yeah, this was a great project. A great customer. Not everything went perfect on the project. I'll be vulnerable and honest because we're not always perfect. In the end, he was happy and everything turned out fantastic. There was just a hiccup in between that we resolved with him. Besides that, the feature of this project is the F-Wave material. We spent last week's radio show extensively talking about that, and it's a synthetic polymer shingle, and it has at least a 50-year life expectancy. It's a product that's taking the market by storm. It's a premium product that's going to be a more expensive price point than your asphalt shingle, but still substantially less than a cedar shake. Actually, Charles had his roof done recently with F-Wave as well, and I would just encourage you guys to check out their website, fwaveroofing.com, and on Facebook, and then you can see this awesome
wave.
F-Wave. Anyhow, we are currently Minnesota's leading installation contractor for this product. We have five or six of them on the books by the end of the year. I think three or four completed, and it just looks absolutely gorgeous. You can see this project features on our Facebook page and our website. It's a red brick home in Edina with a beautiful charcoal roof, and we're very grateful to be able to install this product and have it available to us through ABC Supply. And if you're somebody out there who's in the market for a new roof in the future and you're looking for something that may you can guarantee will be your last roof, F-Wave would be a great option. So feel free to reach out to us. Go to allaround.com and schedule a free estimate.
Yep, and check out pictures of this project on Facebook. Look for the featured project of the week at the All Around Facebook page.
He didn't have a dryer vent through the roof, though. I'm sorry, guys. His dryer vent went through the wall. So
was it above the AC unit when it went through the wall?
No, but mine is next to the AC unit.
That's right there.
At home.
That's even number two.
Yeah,
that's so not cool.
Coming to my house made Dana.
Or was it right under the soffit? Angry. You know, like right where the intake of the soffit is?
That's where the bath fans go.
So though. All the moisture just goes right back in the house, because that's what you want. You want a circulating moisture convection going on in your house. It helps your attic space.
I'm moisture doesn't even cause damage to house, do they? I mean, moisture's fine.
Yeah. So what do you do? Like, I think I'm on the same page as Ruben. Like, they should make a code. You can't vent a dryer through the roof. It's absurd. It's just plain stupid, if you ask me. But
isn't it
code? Why don't you rant? No, because new con builders are doing it all the time, because the upper level laundry is a thing now. Like, it's convenience.
So go out your siding. I mean,
that's what we say.
That's what it should do. And besides the fact that it's impossible to clean, it greatly increases the potential for ice dams, because you've got a heater melting all that snow right there, and then all that water runs down and it's going to freeze again. We found ice dams forming directly below the dryer vents, causing leakage right in the middle of the roof, where, as you guys know, you're not required to have underlayment.
Well, you're required to have felt, not ice and water shield,
exactly,
which seals, right? Felt is just layered on the roof, and any water that builds up is going to pool up and work its way back in, where the first 6 feet or 2 feet past the load-bearing wall, you have a fully adhered ice and water.
I saw this recently. Yeah. Ruben, check this out. So I saw this inspecting an association at some townhomes, and on all the dryer vents, and it looks like this is an actual product now. It's a Brone vent, and it has a plastic cap on the very top of the vent. And in any location where it's a dryer vent, you pull that out. So you basically have an inch and a half circle on the top of this Brone vent, which is that little black vent you'll see when you look at your house. The bigger black ones are like usually a kitchen vent or a range vent hood. The smaller ones, you might have anywhere from two to five of them on your house.
Yep.
They're venting the bathrooms, and then you might have another one that might be venting the dryer, just in case your homeowner up there looking. If your dryer vent is through the roof, you want to get it cleaned regularly. Let's be honest, at least once a year, use Kira Home. Now, I did see this product though, with the big circle on the top of the vent, that would use it in a dryer vent application. You pull that plug out, so it helps with the heat in the wintertime.
I've seen those at the store, but I haven't seen enough of them installed on homes to tell you what I really think of them.
Yeah,
so they're interesting. But now we've talked a lot about how it's no good to have them going through the roof. And I've been making an assumption that you guys get up there and clean those, but I guess maybe I should have asked you first. Do you guys have, like, huge ladders where you can get up there and safely do this?
Yeah, so we have 40-foot ladders. We have ropes, harnesses, all the things to get up there safely. Of course, we don't want anyone falling off a roof. And need them clean, and they are a pain.
How many have you done on a 40-foot ladder and harnessed in?
Personally, just a few. It's not every day, but some of those you can't even get up, you know, from the front or anything like that. So you actually have to go get to it from the back, and then you climb up. So it's a lot of work, but you know, if you can do it safely, that's our job. We're the professionals that are hired to come in and get the routine maintenance done in the home.
Does that create the package to cost more when you have that type of a? I mean, I would assume it would.
You know, no, it all kind of averages out, right? Like if you live in a $12 million house and you select that you want your driveway cleaned, or if you live in a $100,000 townhome and you want your driveway cleaned, it's the same price. Like we don't change the price based on your size of your home or the vehicle in your garage. But if you have two furnaces rather than one, it is going to be a different price to provide and change your filters.
I like that you send your guys out in teams, right? It's all teams of two that go and knock out the routine maintenance stuff?
Typically, yeah. It depends on like how busy we are. Sometimes we divide and conquer, but we try to have about 1.5 guys per crew.
Because you need two with a 40-foot ladder.
Yes, for sure.
At least. Those things are a beast.
They are, yes.
So you send out 1.5 guys per... That's like Kyle and I going out. I'm the 0.5, right. And there's Kyle, and we go out on appointments.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's tricky to get those guys split up like that, but we make it work.
So every team is going out with a 40-foot ladder?
No, that's it is a special occasion. I mean, a lot of times you can get up on the roof in a very safe manner, you know, with a 16-foot ladder, right. Yep. But there are the houses that are extreme. I mean, we've all seen them, and you got to be able to make that work.
So, Daniel, we can save some of this towards the end, but explain the process to our listeners on when they call Cura Home and they want some of this routine maintenance stuff done, or they can go on your website, fill out the form, right? What happens then?
Yeah, so the best way, shoot us a call, and we'll send someone out, and we'll walk through your home with you as if we live there, and say, if I lived here, here's the items that I would maintain. So we walk through your kitchen, your utility room,
with
and your
the iPad, right?
And yep, we have an iPad, and it's a la carte option. So we walk through and say, here's everything that I would maintain, and then we sit down at your kitchen table and say, based on these items, which ones do you want us to do? And then it is a la carte items. So of those 28, a lot of people select between 20 and 25 items to be maintained. And we give them a price. Typically, it's between $199 and $399 per quarter. That includes all your materials, the softener salt, the refrigerator water filter, furnace filters, smoke alarm batteries. I mean, all the things that you just, on a Saturday morning, you don't want to be at a big box store walking through trying to gather.
Something else I don't want to be doing on a Saturday morning, Charles? You ever pull out your stove or your refrigerator and clean the junk, the dust and whatever other food?
No,
crumbs,
like, I never do. Like, it just never gets
well,
done.
Well, Cura Home will do that. I'm selling you for Daniel right now.
I've been telling him for a long time I need to get with him. This is proof right here that I don't always throw my money at the partners that come in, but I want to. I just haven't gotten around to it. So
we'll get there, Charles.
Say we will get there. But no, to your point, I hate being at big box stores, especially on the weekend. We were just at one of them. Don't have to say the name. But you'll save big money if you're sometimes. and we're buying patio stuff, and there's just no one around to help any. There's just so few employees, and it's such a nightmare. And I don't know if you guys remember the Beavis and Butthead episode where the guy was looking for Spanish tiles, and the neighbor guy, and he got locked in the big box store, and he's like, Spanish tiles. Terracotta, yeah. Somewhere. He kept walking around the whole place looking for the Spanish tiles. I felt like that guy because I couldn't get any help with this patio furniture we wanted. Finally, I just picked the stuff up, put it on a cart, and brought it to the front. And then she says, the lady at the front, sir, those are display items. You can't buy those. And I go, I don't care.
Oh, really?
I want to buy these right now. She goes, I'm sorry, you can't. I go, okay, well, then what do you want me to do? Anyhow.
And you practiced the power of now.
No, I didn't. Yeah, no, the power of now. I became unconscious at that moment right there. Oh. Very, very upset. Yeah, I ended up having to go to three of their locations to get what I need to get a complete set. Supply chain's crazy right now. All right, so let's talk about this. What other things are commonly missed that you run into, Daniel, that and maybe you run into it too, Ruben, that are causing people problems?
Yeah, you know, I'd say, probably speak for both of us, expired smoke alarms, right? People, you put a new battery in, it's more than 10 years old. You know, if your smoke alarm is yellow, it's time to be changed.
Yes.
So it's supposed to be white. That's a yes. common one.
Yellow because it ages and turns that color?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Why do they age? All the Marlboros you're smoking in the house or what?
No, not even that. It's just they have a 10-year shelf life.
You know? Yeah. Wait, they're designed to go yellow.
I don't think it's a design issue, but they do turn yellow over time. There's no question about it.
It is crap that you have in your air in the house. It's turning your ceiling.
All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, then, the ceiling's yellow. The ceilings don't turn yellow. Anyhow,
turn dirty.
Without further ado,
we were at a client's home and they were cleaning their air ducts, and then they were asking about our routine maintenance items, and the husband, similar to you, Kyle, said, "Well, I can do all this stuff myself," and I said, 100%, you know, I'm sure you for sure can. And I said, well, in the meantime, could I take a few videos for our social media in your utility room and home? And so he's like, yeah. He's like, can I come see what you're doing? For sure. So I open up the air exchanger, filthy. And so I'm doing the video and he's standing there watching and I'm saying the right way to clean. He's like, yeah, I don't do that. And we go outside, look in the AC unit, peek up in there, like Ruben said earlier, it's the exact same thing. Look at that air exchanger, the intake exhaust, same thing.
The sediment, draining the sediment from the water softener.
Yeah.
I'd never done that before.
Yeah, your water heater sediment, that's
water heater,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, don't finish the story because I want you to finish it right when we come back after break, right after this. Twin Cities News Talk listeners, it's the all-around home improvement hour, and we're having fun. It's the final segment, but we're hanging out in studio with a couple of guys that actually know each other before this radio show. Ruben Saltzman with Structure Tech Home Inspections, and Daniel Felt with Kura Home Maintenance. How do you guys know each other?
It was love at first sight, pretty much.
Tell me more.
Sounds about right.
It was a business coaching group, experience leadership, and I was like, wait, what do you do? He's like, what do you do? And we hit it off immediately, and we just said, we need to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And we've done some commercials together, kind of cross-promoted each other's businesses. He's been on our podcast a few times. Like, the home inspectors at Structure Tech, I mean, we sell Kura all the time. Whenever we're talking about stuff, like, you got to do this, you got to do that. And whenever our clients start getting glassy-eyed with all the stuff, we say, you know, you don't need to do all of this. There's a company who does it all. And we give their name out all the time because we love what they do.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's probably, what's your ideal type of customer, Daniel? I mean, somebody that travels a lot, just busy people, busy.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it right on the head. A lot of people assume that we work in elderly homes all the time, but realistically, if the elderly people in your life are similar to mine, they're stubborn and they know what they're doing and they don't want help. And that's true all throughout.
Extra time on their hands.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes fixed income, right? So our typical client is usually between about 25, 55, dual income or stay-at-home parent, and they're busy. And that's, yeah, very, very common client for us. When Ruben and I met, definitely, it'd probably be embarrassing to hear the maintenance and stories that we geek out on and just like the stories we go back and forth about neglecting, and it's very entertaining. So I think Ruben and I could talk for hours and hours about all the things that go on in homes and we see, and yeah, we enjoy it.
And then there was this furnace filter. Oh, it said lifetime on it. Oh my gosh. There's no such thing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what our conversations sound like.
It just goes to show you're passionate about what you do.
Yeah, and Ruben's podcast, I mean, all their stuff that they use, we've used dozens in our training for our guys just to show. And we, anytime there's an underlying issue, like Ruben said, we send those guys out because they're experts at homes. They know so much about the home, and it's like any detail, and we could test Ruben at some point, but any item in the house, somehow these guys are like experts on it. They've been there, they've seen it, they've done it. And so we can so confidently send those guys out to new homes, old homes, new issues, whatever it is, and they always treat their clients really well. So that's been very easy for us to refer our Structure Tech out to any issue we find.
Sweet. So Ruben, you're meeting with homeowners that are buying homes sometimes, and do they ever say, like, well, do you have somebody, you know, somebody that does this kind of stuff for us? I mean, are you referring business back? Is that common, or do they?
Yeah, absolutely. We send it his way, and they send it our way too, because they'll come across homes where there's just stuff wrong and people don't know about it. And it's outside the scope of what they do. It's not in their maintenance plan. And people haven't been aware of this stuff for a long time. And we offer annual property reviews, home maintenance inspections, where it's a really stripped down home inspection, but it's the most important stuff that people should be checking on a regular basis, like peeking your head in the attic, looking for signs of mice and frost in the attic and all those types of things, getting on the roof, inspecting the roof, doing all those types of things. And we do those on an annual basis for people. And Kira has sent a lot of business our way for those types of inspections.
Nice.
So, yeah, it goes both ways.
What about critters? You guys deal with bees?
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, if they're in the dryer vent, we try to, in a nice way, get rid of them. But, yeah, luckily it's not too common. It's not as common. We can usually avoid them, stay out of their way. If you don't bug them, they don't bug you back.
Oh man, they are. When it comes to soffits being up high,
right?
They're there, and certain times of year, extremely aggressive.
Yeah, let me share a little tip for any homeowners. If you're going to be getting on your roof for any reason, clean out your gutters or whatever. When you lean your ladder up against the gutter, bang it, bang that gutter fairly hard.
Scratch the heck out of that metal, and just make it ugly, and then.
Well, and if there's bees, they're going to go nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to happen when you're at the top of the ladder, right?
Exactly. I've had that happen, and I've just about jumped off of roofs when a big swarm comes out because I'm banging too loudly. And another little tip, something we do is we put this padding on our ladders so we're not scratching those gutters. If you're going to put your ladder up there, you don't want to wreck your gutters. Pad your ladder.
Never heard of the trick when you have one of the big, like, cone-shaped hanging wasp nests? If it's within reach, like, you creep up with it with a big black garbage bag, you put it around, and then you break it off, right? And then you tie it, and then you got them all trapped in this 6 mil thick black contractor bag.
I would like to see you do that,
so,
Kyle.
I haven't personally done it, but my brother's father-in-law has done it several times. He had a video of the guy doing it, and it was like, wow, this thing's the size of a basketball.
So I just waited until it was dark out and went up to it with a golf club. And
you did?
Yeah, I took a...
No.
Yeah, swatted right at it. And then I felt them literally trying to get me in the back of my head. And I ran and tripped and fell and then stumbled into the house. Luckily, I didn't get stung, but yeah.
How many layers did you have on?
I thought they were dormant.
Murder hornets.
I thought they were asleep,
Yeah.
Until they weren't.
Knock it down and run.
I had a buddy of mine. He and I found one of those at my parents' cabin, and we went to get it. We went there at night. We were like ninjas. We got all gloved up. We duct tape our gloves to our rain jackets, had our hoods all pulled tight. I mean, we're ready for war. And the two of us go with two cans apiece, and we go to hit this thing, and we're like ready for them to fly at us, and it was the most uneventful thing you've ever seen.
You just unloaded the cans, and
that was the end of it. So
that was it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, we got to go now.
All right. Fun stories.
All right, you guys, final. How can people reach Kira?
Instagram, social media, Facebook, KiraHome.com. That's Kura Home.com.
StructureTech.com. StructureTech.com. Kyle, final.
AllAround.com.
Oh, that's easy. Say thank you so much. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. We appreciate you. God bless.